Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
We had a bizarre day today in the grain futures as the market started out the day quite lower in the beans here. We're about 25 cents off the low as the marsh beans went as low as 13.12 and a half. But then finished the day up 10 and three quarters around 13.36 on the high. So there's a lot of surprise there. November beans, much the same, up 8.5 here to close the day at 11.24 and three quarters. Now, the other side of the row crops in the Midwest, corn down 1.5 to 3 cents, really under pressure for the most part all day. And then wheat futures here strong, up 1.5 to, in some months, to 8 to 9 and some others. Really strong day there for wheat futures. A lot of surprise there. A lot of guys are looking for this moisture coming across here to be negative for the crop. But then you have a combination of short hedge funds buying positions back, and then the crop not looking very good. So it makes for a perfect storm. July almost went to 650 in Kansas City. Traded as high as 648 and a quarter before closing around 646 and a half, up about 8 cents. Now the driver continues to be the hedge funds. They're covering shorts in wheat, defending that long bean position by adding to it, and then they're a little bit indecisive on corn at this time.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
Brazil had a report this morning showing that they decreased the corn and soybean production. They lowered 13-14 soybean harvest down to 90.01, slightly lower than last month, which was 90.33. And then they said that the corn crop would be 75.47 million tons, down from 78.97 last month. Both of the decreases are due to lack of rainfall in the forecast over the next 2 weeks, and just ideas that they won't have as much. And then we had federal forecasters here in the U.S. Declining farm income for 2014 by 26.6%, lower than last year, down to 95.8 billion. 2013 was a good year at 130.5. They lowered corn by 11 billion and soybeans by 6 billion.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers. February live cattle were up $1.30 at 142.80. March feeders were up 87 cents at 168.77. And February lean hogs closed down 27 cents at 86.07. In the grain markets, Kansas City March wheat was up 2 3/4 cents at 665.5. Chicago March wheat up 5.5 at 590.25. In the row crops, Chicago March corn down 1.5 at 441.5. And March soybeans were up 9.25 cents at 13.34 3/4. March cotton finished up 130 points at 88.67 cents per pound. That's a look at today's futures markets. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.